This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York voters are divided on hot-button topics such as hydrofracking, casino gaming, and legislative redistricting, according to a new poll released by the Quinnipiac University. The results, New Yorkers are split evenly on the question of hydrofracking. 44% support drilling because of the economic benefits, and 45% oppose drilling because of the environmental concerns. A majority of New Yorkers support casino gambling in the state. Polled voters support Atlantic City or Las Vegas-style casinos in the Empire State by a 64-31% margin. The poll reveals a slight gender gap, with 68% of men supporting casinos, 28% opposed, while only 60% of the women polled did, while 34% of the women oppose gaming. The poll also indicates a majority of New Yorkers want an independent commission with no ties to the state legislature to draw district lines. Legislative redistricting will be on the 2012 agenda in Albany. And you can see Quinnipiac University's press release at the link at newsroom.wgxc.org. State audit of the new Lebanon town court found more than $9,000 of court funds unaccounted for. Investigators from the Office of the State Comptroller reviewed the financial operations of the town's justice court from January 2008 to July 2009, while two justices, Sean McHugh and Darcy Pope, presided. Pape just lost the election this year by one vote after being elected in 2008. Justice Sean McHugh has since been replaced by Jessica Byrne following the 2009 elections. The audit identified $9,050 as unaccounted for and $2,190 in questionable transactions and has been referred to State Commission on Judicial Conduct for investigation of possible wrongdoing, according to the Times Union's Bob Gardner. The 45-page audit found serious deficiency in the town court's accounts. Quote, the lack of basic controls has placed court monies at significant risk of loss, misuse, and fraud, unquote. You can see that full story in the Albany Times Union. The U.S. Department of Education awarded the Hudson City School District a $400,000 Promise Neighborhoods grant recently. The program aims to improve educational outcomes for students in distressed urban and rural neighborhoods. The federal program was based on the Harlem Children's Zone, a national model that ties social service programs and educational institutions into a supportive web designed to carry children in poverty from, quote, cradle to college, unquote. Nonprofit organizations, including faith-based organizations, are eligible for the grants. Scott Waldman in the Times Union reports that the Catholic Charities Diocese of Albany will head a group of community organizations working with the Hudson City School District in determining where services overlap. More than 230 groups across the country competed for the grants. Only 20 of them were awarded funds on Monday. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Today is Thursday, December 22nd, the second day of winter, and the National Weather Service says Ghent will be mostly sunny Thursday with a high near 48. Thursday night, there could be rain and snow, becoming all snow after 4 a.m. with a low around 31. Little or no snow accumulation is really expected. The weekend forecast, Friday, a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 40. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a high with a low around 24. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a high with a low around 22. And Christmas Day, partly sunny with a high near 40. This is the fourth Thursday of the month, and there are town meetings in Athens. Today, the Athens Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals holds a joint public hearing on applications for a site plan review and a height variance for installation of two asphalt storage tanks at Peckham Asphalt Resale Corporation located at 763 Schoharie Turnpike in the town of Athens. That meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Athens Village Hall, 2 First Street in Athens. Chatham, there's a village board meeting at 7:30 p.m. Columbia County, the Budget Salary Committee meets at 10 a.m. The Public Works Committee meets at 6 p.m. at the County Office Building, 401 State Street in Hudson. Copaic, the Zoning Board of Appeals, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Germantown's Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall as well. Hudson, the Historic Preservation Committee, meets at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Hunter, the Village of Hunter Zoning Board of Appeals, holds a public hearing to consider an application for an area variance submitted by PPWH Incorporated for the property located at 7527 Main Street. The applicant is seeking a variance for the required side setback and mean lot width distances. And that meeting is at 6 p.m. at the Hunter Village Hall at 7955 Main Street, Hunter. Stuyvesant, the Greenway Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. You can call Stuyvesant at 758-6248. And Wyndham, the town board, meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. The sun rises at 7:17 and sets at 4:32, and the moon rises at 4:58 a.m. and sets at 2:41 in the afternoon. And tune in to Laurence Olivier in A Christmas Carol and Spike Jones playing Jingle Bells on Radio Theater at 3 p.m. on 90.7 WGXC Acra.